I didn't eat. And then after dinner, those girls and boys from LSU, you know, was helping them serve the meals and pick it up. They just brought big boxes. We put the carton over there. It was just all done so smoothly. And then they told us, after dinner, Jimmy and his wife and band sang. And he told us after, they told us after dinner, says, now, when you start to leave, you people that on the buses, when you start to leave, they'll be giving out food when you leave out. So they gave us food for our supper. And we ate on the bus coming home. We just had a picnic. And we made up a little money for that bus driver, of course. I know he was getting paid, but still, we gave him a little something extra, and we got him to stop in Natchez for us to get some cold drinks, and we just eat our supper on the bus, and we just had the nicest time. It was so nice. And I enjoyed that very much. So we've been going back up there. I enjoy going up there. I see people I hadn't seen. Girls that I've worked with before I married. And some of the kids I went to school with back years ago. They say, oh, I was so-and-so, and I was a Blazier. And the Blaziers has been here as long as any speck of West Monroe's been here. It's a Blazier. I don't know where they, as I say, I don't know where they started from.
Yeah, but they've been here.
But they've been here.
Sam, if you were having an argument with someone and you wanted to ask them if they didn't think you were right about something, you'd say, well, I'm right. Would you say, aren't I, or ain't I, or how would
no,
you?
I wouldn't say ain't. I'd say, I am right if I thought I was right.
And if I asked you, is that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no, I didn't go to town, so
it wasn't me.
And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very
pretty.
And a child would say, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
ugly.
But mine is even
prettier. Oh, mine's okay. Prettier, yeah.
And something you'd wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold the baby's diaper in place.
Pen.
And soup you buy comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
If he just bought it, it'd be a
brand new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Vest and pants and coat.
Any other name for pants?
Oh, breeches.
How does that sound?
Old fashioned.
What's something that men used to wear they were working out around the barn? It'd come up. Farmers would wear. Be made out of denim, but it'd come up.
Overalls. Overalls, sure.
Did your daddy wear those?
No, my dad didn't wear overalls. Never did wear overalls. I don't know if I ever saw him in a pair of overalls.
If you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd ask someone, would you run inside and
bring me my coat?
So you'd say so. He ran inside and he
got my coat.
And what it to me.
Brought it to me.
And he'd say, here I have
your coat.
I have brought you your coat.
I brought you your coat.
And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit it.
And you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
drew up.
What's another way of saying that?
Shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt
doesn't shrink.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Yes, I guess so, wouldn't you?
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and
primp.
Would you say that about a man?
No, not necessarily.